So the first things first is I think you need to really identify what you want to achieve with going out on your own. So for me, what I wanted to achieve was a bit of financial freedom for myself and my family. I've just turned 40 and I wanted to earn my own income and have my own strategies. So what do you want to achieve for yourself with going out on your own is definitely important. Writing down those goals. I wrote down a 1, 5, and 10 year goal thing of all the things that I've really wanted for a long time. So smaller goals, writing things down, getting it down on paper and getting it out of your head. Yeah, so breaking it down. And I think you need to really educate yourself. So what I started doing behind the scenes was I was looking at regulations, I was looking at best practices, I was attending workshops with someone like yourself. I Googled how to open your property management business and, there you were. So hence the reason why you and I have spoke for quite some time, so reaching out and doing your own research, getting as much information as possible really enabled me to build the confidence that this could actually happen.
Welcome to the Property Management Podcast with That Property Mum. I'm your host, Kylie Walker. I'm a former television sports journalist and mother of four, turned co-owner of a million-dollar real estate brand. Each week, I teach women in the property management industry all the best tips to help you balance your career and family, grow your dream business, master your fear, boost your confidence, and conquer your mindset. Ready to get started? Let's dive in. Welcome back to another episode of the Property Management Podcast. Thank you so much for having me in your ears. Now, are you happy in your property management career right now? Like, really enjoying everything you do? You're feeling challenged and inspired every day when you go to work? Or have you hit a bit of a plateau? Are you dreading going into work? Maybe your number of sick days have slowly crept up and you aren't really being challenged anymore, or you're not supported by your peers or management. And you're thinking, surely there's more to life than this. If this sounds like you, have you considered going out on your own? Is it time to leave the security of your full-time position? And I know this is not for everyone, and I am not speaking to everyone here. But if you are feeling a little bit disgruntled and like there has to be something more for you, and going out on your own is not the easy option, let me tell you that. I will be completely straight up and honest about that. Going out on your own is going to be hard, demanding, challenging, and your patience and perseverance are going to be tested like never before. But ultimately, it is worth it, especially if you value things in your life, like being present with your children, having more financial freedom, more lifestyle freedom, and more income, to name a few of the benefits. But don't just take my word for it. My guest today is the amazing Jess Ross from Buys Property. Jess and I go way back, and she is one of the most passionate advocates of property management that I've come across. She's been involved in the industry since 2004, and she's based in Melbourne and does both sales and property management with four children. I don't know how she does it. To say she's passionate about the industry would be a gross understatement. Likewise, her loyalty. She was with the same company for 21 years, which is absolutely unheard of in property management. Last year, though, she did something so terrifying, so brave, and so out of her comfort zone that she nearly didn't even go through with it. She started her own brand and business. With her four young children, it was the financial security that had held her back mostly. But now, almost 12 months on, she hasn't looked back. New business is rolling in, her foundations are set, she's even onboarded a VA and outsourced her trust accounting. So if you need a gentle push or an aggressive shove to get you motivated to start your own business, take a listen to my conversation with Jess. Jess, welcome to the Property Management Podcast. Thank you so much for joining me. Now, we've been connected for a very long time now and working together in different capacities. And I am blown away by you and, how you do things and conduct yourself. But before we dive in and talk about all the amazing things that you do, can you share with our audience a little bit about yourself and how you got started in property management?
Yes. So thank you for having me, first and foremost. We have had so many chats over this past 12 months and have been doing, like you said, a lot of work behind the scenes. lot of phone calls, a lot of emails, a lot of, FaceTime. So it has been a good 12 months for us. But yeah, I started my career in 2004. I have been a property manager since then. So a long time. And I had no real estate experience when I started. I was a girl from the country town of Swan Hill. And I, yeah, moved to Melbourne after finishing year 12 and did nannying in America. And then I was like, what am I going to do? And I was reading the paper and I found this ad for a property management position. And so I'm like, oh, I'll give that a go. Went for the job interview, didn't have my course at the time. And I think just my gift of the gab, country girl, they said, you've got the job, but you've got to do the course. So over the summer, I did the agent's representative course back then. And yeah, in 2004, I got thrown into 210 properties. Yeah, back then.
Wow.
And I stayed at the one company, for 21 years. So
Wow,
yeah.
that is unheard of.
So gone out on my own now, and this is where we're at.
Fantastic. Now, I know you were thinking about going out on your own for a while,
Yeah.
and there were a lot of reasons that held you back, not only you, but all of us. There's reasons. So, talk to me through some of the things that were stopping you taking that leap and what you needed to have in place before you jumped out on your own.
Yeah, I've always had a drive for growth within the business, even the previous company I was at. So I've loved growing that listing, leasing, managing, growing teams and things like that. So I've always had that passion for growth. However, being a mum of four, yeah, that's the acronym for my business name, which we can talk about later. So I've got three girls and a boy. What was holding me back was the fear of how do I do this on my own? Where do I start? How am I going to pay for my kids' expenses? How are we going to run a household? I guess the monetary fear of, having that regular income every week, from your employer is just a safety net. So one of the biggest fears was the financial roadmap. How is that going to look? And definitely leaving all that I know. Yeah, all that I know. It's just, the convenience of working at the same place day in, day out. That was definitely the two fears that held me back. Yeah, it was the financial aspect and what's it going to look like for me?
And so, what did you put in place to alleviate some of those fears? So, if anyone's sitting here thinking, I'd love to go out on my own, it's time, I've reached that point in my career, I've reached that ceiling, I wanted to go out on my own. What are some of the things that you would recommend that they put in place?
Yeah, so the first things first is I think you need to really identify what you want to achieve with going out on your own. So for me, what I wanted to achieve was a bit of financial freedom for myself and my family. I've just turned 40 and I wanted to earn my own income and have my own strategies. So what do you want to achieve for yourself with going out on your own is definitely important. Writing down those goals. I wrote down a 1, 5, and 10 year goal thing of all the things that I've really wanted for a long time. So smaller goals, writing things down, getting it down on paper and getting it out of your head. Yeah, so breaking it down. And I think you need to really educate yourself. So what I started doing behind the scenes was I was looking at regulations, I was looking at best practices, I was attending workshops with someone like yourself. I Googled how to open your property management business and, there you were. So hence the reason why you and I have spoke for quite some time, so reaching out and doing your own research. Getting as much information as possible really enabled me to build the confidence that this could actually happen.
And here you are. So nearly 12 months now, is it?
Yeah, so 12 months since we had the thought, 6 months of operating. Yeah, so it was definitely 6 months of planning behind the scenes, building that brand, building the website, building those foundations, developing the business plan. End to end, talking to industry, mentors and supporters and previous colleagues that weren't no longer at, that I've known over the years and they'd gone to other places and they'd opened up, different businesses as well, not so much in real estate, but talking to referral partners who have known me for a very long time. And a lot of them, to be honest, had said to me in the past, you should do this, Jess. You should go out on your own. You should give it a crack. But no, I was always safe and scared.
Oh my goodness. So talk to me then about so the key things then that I've got from that you had set up were obviously your goals, having that big picture, and then doing your research. And then after that, and you've got your sort of your marketing, so your website, socials and all of that sort of stuff done. What about systems and processes? What did you like Because I think a lot of people do have that fear over how much it's going to cost them with all the tech and software out there. Mm. What are the top things that people would need just to start off with? And then what are your thoughts on, you know, working with tech and software?
Yeah. So that is probably one of the biggest things that I have underestimated over this past 6 months was the sheer volume of getting the processes in place. I know how to be a property manager. I know how to do things. But I think when you work for a company or a big organization and those things are at your fingertips, you know, you're very lucky. So when you do go out on your own, it's like, okay, little things are all the way back to the start. So, you know, checklists, Trello boards, and again, embracing technology and leaning out to industry mentors and leaders like yourself who have those tools at the fingertips if you just ask the question. So it might be $200 here or there, but the $200 is worth the value for you to get this stuff that you could not physically build yourself. It would take you so long to build everything from scratch. So there is so much support out there in the online space, and all you have to do is ask the question. Even some previous property managers and people that, you know, that you still connect with on a daily basis, they would share a template, you know, here or there. So the moment you get your head around and you break it down into very small areas, like, for example, arrears, what do I want for my arrears template? What do I want for my vacating templates? You know, you really got to go back to basics for how you learn as a property manager, but then you're shifting it to this is going to be my business. How do I want that to look? And how are these templates going to be in place? But it's all out there. It's all out there at the click of a button or a phone call or an SMS. So I would say don't be scared or overwhelmed that these templates and things cannot be built, because they can. If you really ask the question, diarize, make time, book in some appointments, invest, spend the $200, spend the $150, you know, you'll get all that stuff very, very quickly, and you'll make it your own as well.
Absolutely. And what are some of the other technology that your software platforms that you're using that you can recommend?
Yeah, so I've stuck to what I absolutely love, which is Inspection Express, Inspect Real Estate. I've got a good CRM. I have stuck to some programs that I've used for many years, and I'm comfortable with those, Property Me as well. So all those tips and tricks that I've always loved, I've loved the user friendliness. And the best part about all these things is you can work from wherever you want. So as a mum of four, and you know, I am right now in my studio, but I can unplug and plug in anywhere. I've been working from the beach. I've been working from, you know, here, there, or everywhere. So all those cloud-based systems, yeah, can't fight. They're amazing. So yeah, you can operate from wherever.
Yep. And talk to me then about the balance or the juggle or the integration of your work and home life now that you are working from home.
Yep.
Is it easier? Is it harder? Are there different challenges?
Different challenges, but what I was saying to someone just the other day is I feel more present as a mum. Like I don't know, I've always worked with all four kids. I've always worked full time, I guess you could call it. So, but the fact that I can work my own diary now and I can be there for, like Ivy, for example, she's in kinder this year. I've never had the older girls in kinder. I can be there at 1:30 to pick her up and spend my afternoon with her and then do some appointments in the afternoon. Whereas your general 9-to-5 job, you know, your Saturday opens, your after hours appointments. It's definitely changed me as a mum in terms of my accessibility to the kids and being around for them more. And I think we learn a lot during COVID from working from home and the way we deal with our clients. You know, that's one of the things that also gave me the confidence to go out on my own was that post COVID, I was still working from home a couple of days a week. I was still logging in. I was still leasing my properties. I was still listing properties. I was still handling everything like in a normal office, except I never really went back to the office. So that's another thing. Like I meet my clients on site. I meet my clients on the computer. I do my handovers with my tenants on site. It's such a beautiful way to set the, you know, the relationship with your clients, totally different to the 9-to-5 office. Who needs to come to an office, you know, to pick up a key when they can have a lockbox on site, they can go at their own time. So yeah, definitely a change for me. It's been so positive with working from home and working to my own structure.
That is so good. And correct me if I'm wrong, but you had booked in, wasn't one of the things that you want to do was book in an overseas holiday or go to take the kids to Disneyland? Yeah. And that's happening?
That's one of our 10-year goals. And we had my I turned 40 this year, so we had a 50-year-old goal that I would take all the kids overseas. And the girls actually recorded it and said, oh, yeah, Mum, you know, you say that now. And, you know, we were cooking dinner and I said, no, you what? You know, when I turn 50, we're going to do a big overseas trip and we're going to, you know, celebrate, you know, 10 years for our company, Bythe. And yeah, so look, we're already 12 months in now, so gonna go quick.
It is going to go. It does. It's gone in a blink. And so talk to me about the name. The name is after your kids as well.
Yeah. So Peter and I were sitting at home and, you know, having a little laugh on the couch, like, oh, could you really open a real estate? You know, what would it be called? And I think he was the one that goes, you know, what about the kids' initials? And I was like, oh, yeah, you know, and we've got the four. So, and then just Bice came straight to mind. And it is a bit of a, someone's like, Bice, you know, what does that stand for? But it's Bodie, Ivy, Sophie, and Ella. And yeah, it's the littlest to biggest. And it means a lot to me. Yeah, you find some people, what does it stand for? And what does it mean? But it just really means, you know, family and mine. And yeah, really family and mine. That's all I could put it down to.
Yeah, then that's a great way to, I guess, you know, if you believe in manifestation, like, you know, you're manifesting every time you say it, every time you see it, you're thinking of your family like that.
Yes.
And that's, you know, one of your biggest values is your family. Mm. And I think that one of the things that I did when I started my business as well, because I was working in media, weekends, late nights, I'd run out of babysitting favors from everybody. Yep. And starting my own business, yeah, it gave me that freedom to be able to drop the kids at school, pick them up from school, stick them in the car with an iPad, drive them to inspections, stick them in the office on the floor on a mattress, if, you know, if they were homesick or whatever. So, yeah, I have really appreciated and enjoyed that flexibility of, you know, being present.
Yeah.
And that's probably the best part way to say it, being present there for your kids.
Yeah, for sure.
It's a good reason to do it. Now, let's talk about some of the other benefits apart from family that you're experiencing being out on your own, or maybe some of the challenges, either or, whatever comes to mind.
Yeah, I think some of the challenges again has been just the streamline of processes and procedures. And then also I think the ingoings and the outgoings, you know, now that we're full guns blazing, you know, you've got your infrastructure and all of your things that come in and out. So for me, it's been a learning curve, learning the back end, you know, trust accounting and things like that. So those things I had never been taught at my own agency. So some of the challenges have been, learning about the trust, learning about those rules and regulations. I have a very good trust accountant who have come on board now, but I really wanted to get an understanding of rent receipting and ingoings and outgoings and paying bills and, you know, fees and things like that. So I have been lucky because my sister, she's also a trust accountant, so she had the experience. So she's been a really good backbone for me, you know, and also PropertyMe has been fantastic too. I can't take, you know, credit from them too. They've been very supportive with the online learning and the knowledge base. But yeah, the challenge for me has definitely been slowing down, learning those things. So I just have an understanding as a business owner, you know what I mean? I think it's important. There's things that, so many things that will be outsourced now so I can continue to grow the business. But for me, it was important to have my head around those sort of things, which I have done the past few months. And now I've let it go. So, and I feel comfortable that I have a grasp of it now and an understanding, and it's just, yeah, time to grow now.
That's great. Yeah, I love that. And I have actually sat in every seat in my business and worn all the hats. So, and it is nice when you come to that day where you can hand it over. And I love that you're investing in the systems and the processes at the start now as well, because when you do start growing, and I have no doubt you are going to grow ridiculously fast, you've got those systems and processes to be able to hand over to the next person coming into the business. So it's not going to be, it's going to be more seamless and less chaos than if you weren't, you know. And it's not all reliant on you either. So if you've got those folders or those training videos or whatever, and you are working with the VA already as well?
Yes.
If you are anything like me, you think you know your rent roll numbers. Well, I thought I did until I had a rent roll health check, and I was quite literally shocked. The money I was leaving on the table was astounding. And this is not something that I'm proud to admit. There were missed management fees, let fees, advertising, and lease renewal fees not being charged, and properties even without bonds. And all of this was happening despite monthly audits being conducted in my business. So how did I uncover all these gaps in my valuable income? Well, I had a rent roll due diligence from my good friend Tazi, aka the Rent Roll Queen and founder of the Tazi Way, a specialist in rent roll due diligence, business valuation, and management rights. The Tazi Way is the innovative force driving the real estate industry. With 25 years of business and real estate acumen, they find gaps and risks in your agency to find undiscovered value. If you'd like to book your business in for a rent roll due diligence, head to the link in the show notes and mention That Property Mum for a 10% discount. If you're ready to be a super organised, focused and productive property manager, buckle up, because Colmio is about to revolutionise the way that you work. Colmio is the driving force behind property management excellence in residential real estate. Now picture this, a comprehensive end-to-end system designed to be the beating heart of your property management tasks, manage your properties, owners and tenants, and handle payments, inspections, and even marketing listings without leaving the platform. Colmio is designed to be an all-in-one solution to all your property management needs. And here's the game changer. Colmio isn't just software. It's been awarded the most innovative prop tech scale up in 2023. Yes, you heard it right. Colmio has been recognized for their groundbreaking approach to property management software. How good is that? So property managers, whether you're a seasoned pro or just starting out, dive into the future of property management with Colmio. You can book in a demo with the team today and go in their weekly draw for a Prezi gift card worth $100. All you need to do is to head to the link colmio.com/thatpropertymum, and Colmio is K-O-L-M-E-O.
Yeah, it's going amazing. I have used VAs in the past, but I guess with onboarding your own first original VA, that too, again, slowed me down a little bit, because it's training your way, you know, setting up those systems and things like that for yourself and building that relationship with the VA. So I think it was about a fortnight that it took for myself and her to, you want to get comfortable with each other as well, you know what I mean? So I think they are amazing, and I look forward to having many more VAs support me. But that's one thing that you and I have talked about as well shortly before, is embracing technology and leveraging tools and platforms for yourself. So there is so much out there that you can use to help streamline your business, just about getting those things in place. So the VA, some of the stuff that she does, you know, in like 35 seconds is like something that would take me half the day. So I love my VA. Like, I'd be lost without her. So yeah, and I've got a really good company there and support with the company that I use, and I look forward to putting on many more VAs and just shaping and molding how they're going to work for my business, you know what I mean? So we're going to, forward planning for me is breaking up those roles again and having the VA enjoy her tasks as well, like, and then the next one, you know, enjoying theirs. So building a really good strong team in the back end, I think, is going to be my strength as well. Yeah, moving forward.
So for you, because I know you are very good BDM as well, so is it important for you to sort of have somebody doing that back end work so that you're out, you're the face of the business, you're out being able to meet people? Is that how you're going to look at structuring yourself? Because I know some other people might be, are they really good at the back end stuff, but they want some, maybe they might look at getting a BDM on. So
yes. I had a conversation with a friend up actually in Cairns. He's started going out on his own the same time as me. And he was thinking of doing the other way. So he was going to get a BDM on soon up there. And I were talking about VAs and things like that. And yeah, for me, I love being out and about. I love dealing with people. I love meeting with my referral partners. I love assisting all my investors. So that's my passion. And also, you know, as you know, I do sales on the side for referrals as well. So I have, you know, 3 sales at the moment, which will be going live. So I'm, you know, I love to do a bit of both. So being out and about, very important for me. Yeah. But if you talk to me about administration, I don't mind having to look at it, but I'd prefer to forward it and send it and then check it and, you know, get someone to help me. And, you know,
I'm hearing you. I'm exactly the same. Yeah.
Yeah. So definitely I'll be building some pods, because as you know, with property management, once you get to that portfolio of sort of your 150 and your 250, you know, you start to feel, you know, a little bit, you know, full. But it's really important to make sure, you know, your routines and your lease renewals and all of that administration stuff can be done. And it can be done from someone, you know, on the other side of the screen, you know what I mean? Especially with Property Me. So yeah, definitely we'll be utilising more VAs to help build the book.
Brilliant. Yeah. And talk to us then about some of the growth strategies that are working for you at the moment.
Yes. So I just finished a BDM course. And I the reason why I did that, because I think we're going to touch on a bit of personal development as well. The reason why I did this BDM course was, whilst I have been a BDM for quite some time, I hadn't had a polished listing kit or a presentation for 2024 standards, you know what I mean? And I wanted to make sure that I was up to scratch against my competitors. You know, I'm going up against some real big brands here in Melbourne and in my pod. So for me, for being a boutique business, and little, they would know me if they Googled my name, they would see where I was for 21 years. But now for the new agency, they'd be like, who is this? Where is this? So I just wanted to have my BDM skills polished. And that 8-week course has really given me some great tools for growth, you know, great tools for lead generation, and all that. My eyes have been open to new strategies, which it would not have been done if I hadn't have done that course. I just would have been doing the old school way. There's nothing wrong with the old school way, but I think you need to be, yeah, really working on small bits of personal development to keep you ahead of the curve as well.
That was Sarah's course.
Yeah, it's only an hour of your time once a week, you know what I mean, for 8 weeks. But the things that you get out of it, even just for your own mindfulness and being present and little things like that that are important to show up every day. Yeah, yeah.
And it's good, that accountability partner as well. So, you can think you're going to create a listing presentation kit, or you're going to, you know, think of some prospecting ideas, or you're going to reach out to 10 new referral partners. But the reality is, you know, when the day-to-day management of your business and your family life comes in, that priority gets pushed further and further down the list. And then it's like all of a sudden it's a week or two gone past.
That's right. You've made no progress.
So sometimes having that accountability partner makes that difference. Yeah.
And it's hard to stay motivated too when you're alone, yeah? So, you know, we all get a little bit sluggish here and there, but that's another challenge that I have felt too, is making sure you're motivated as well. Like that, I'm being brutally honest about that. You know, you've got yourself to, you know, look at the clock and, you know, things like that. And also working from home, you know, looking at the dishwasher, looking at the washing pile, and hence the reason why I'm now out in the studio, because I was like, that's work time, that's home time. So, yeah, I think being motivated is one of the other things too, that, yeah, it has to be, you have to do it, you know what I mean? So,
yeah. And right now though, referral partners, is that your biggest lead generator?
Yes. Yeah. Yes, definitely. So I have 5 referral partners and I am so thankful for them. But even just with doing that with Sarah's course, you know, we had this spreadsheet that had different things that you wouldn't think to ask. So different people, you know, like your coffee shop owners, like your tradies, you know, like your family, like your friends, you know, ask the question, does anyone else need any help? Does anyone need a new property manager? And there were so many different pockets on this chart. And I was like, that's my mantra now. You know, I mean, I'm not just going to focus on my 5 referral partners. I'm going to ask that question at the coffee shop person. I'm going to ask that person at childcare and talking to mums at the kinder pickup. Oh, do you do real estate? You know, so I've actually had some new business come just from asking those questions to general people that I see every day. You know what I mean? Yeah. So that's my main contacts are my referral partners, but definitely for this next quarter, my focus has been looking at other avenues as well.
Beautiful. Yeah. I think, yeah, you can't have all your eggs in one basket. Definitely. I did make that mistake early on. We had one developer that generated a lot of business in our early days.
Yeah.
He was the main referral partner and sales as well.
Yep.
And then once that developer dried up, we were like, oh my God.
Now what?
We've got to actually do some work now, really work.
Yeah.
A funny story when you're just saying, it just happened yesterday, about asking people. So we've got at the back of our office, well, beside our office, there's a laneway and there's a hearing aid place. And we get lots of people coming in and their address is 160, same as ours. And we get a lot of people coming in asking, where's the hearing place? Anyway, so I was walking out of my office and there was a guy, elderly fellow looking, and I said, are you looking for the hearing place? And he said, yeah. And then I said, oh, come on, I'll show you where it is. And we were walking down the laneway and he said, oh, you're in the real estate. And I said, yeah. I said, do you have an investment or do you have a property to sell? He said, actually, my brother-in-law is going into a downsizing into a retirement house. And I said, well, when you finish in there, come in and grab my son's actually selling in the business.
Yep.
And I'll give you my son's card. And yeah, so there you go.
Yeah, it's definitely true. Just asking the questions, and you just got to, yeah, surprisingly, once you get that sentence out of your mouth, you know, it's free marketing for yourself, you know what I mean? So just having a chat.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Now, I love, and I know you obviously love personal development as well. What's a tool or a resource or a podcast that you would recommend to anyone listening?
Well, I have continued trying to get to the gym once a day or going for a walk. That's the first thing. I think starting the day, you know, up and about and then getting home and having your coffee and getting ready for the school rush is really important. I found when I don't get up and have a walk or have a gym session, my day does start a lot slower. So first and foremost, I think just getting that 10-minute walk in is very, very, very important, whether it's with the dog or, you know, going for a quick walk and block, or for me, it's F45, and that just gets me so motivated. But podcasts I have been listening to a lot, and it's just even cooking and things like that and driving. Your library is chock-a-block, so sometimes I'll just scan through just to hear a calming voice, you know, just to get a few extra things back in the brain. So, yeah, and again, look, Instagram, watching things on Instagram, you know, I tend to use Instagram as a really good tool for myself, and definitely talking just to other like-minded people. So yep. People that are going to support you, people are going to be positive for our industry. Property management, I feel, gets kind of pushed to the side a little bit in the real estate space. That's my opinion. But if you tap into all those people that have a passion for property management and a passion for, you know, motivated people who love our industry, I think you'll get a lot out of, you know, just small conversations. Yeah, definitely.
Absolutely. Fantastic. Yeah. So how can anyone listening connect with you further?
Well, you can look onto my website. You can look me up on Instagram. You can give me a call. You can give me an email. I've had a couple of people that have reached out through the BDM course that have just said, oh, you know, give us a few tips here and there. So, yeah, any form of social media, but definitely my website. There's my link down the bottom. And happy to have a chat with anybody who's just having a little, you know, brainstorm of can it happen and, you know, how do I start? I'd be more than happy to, you know, give them my thoughts on it anyway.
Amazing. Yeah. I can't wait to see you grow and all the success I am certain will be coming your way this year.
Yeah, so I'm so excited for 2024. I feel like it's going to be, really good.
Yeah. Yeah. No, that's amazing. I mean, you should be very proud of yourself.
Thank you.
Definitely over the hard work now, and, well, it's always hard work, but you're over the hurdle.
The foundations of hard work, because it'll start flowing, and, definitely the foundations have definitely laid now, so it should be very, very rewarding this year, I think.
Amazing. I am so grateful and glad we've connected.
Thank you so much for your time. So good chatting.
One thing I dread doing is chasing up rent arrears and debt collection. It takes up valuable time and it can often lead to conflict. But it is a necessary evil when you are running a property management business. But there is an easier way to make sure your tenant's rent is paid on time and in advance, and it's called RentPay. RentPay is a secure and simple to use payment platform that saves agents time and money with fast, accurate receipting while making life better for renters. To top it all off, you'll never have to worry about dishonor fees or unknown deposits again. How good is that? Cleared funds are deposited straight into your bank account in a single daily payment with accurate receipting and reference numbers auto-assigned, and it's fully compatible with all trust accounting systems. It's a super flexible payment option for tenants who can pay rent in multiple ways, including direct debit, credit card, or instantly pay with Payer ID. Fees are minimal, and RentPay even helps with the rent arrears process by automating reminders to renters when payments are due or missed. If you are currently paying large bank fees, struggling with constant dishonors because the funds aren't cleared when their funds land in your trust, or wasting time chasing up unknown payments, I encourage you to book in a free demo with RentPay and give yourself and your renters an easier way to pay rent. There's been so much talk of stress, overwhelm, and burnout in property management lately. Do you want to know how I overcame all of that? Yes, I hit rock bottom multiple times, but I got myself a virtual assistant. Actually, not just one, but three. But I didn't just get any VA, I got a PMVA. What are they? Well, they are the most well-trained in the business. And not only that, you also have a backup VA. So that essentially, your business is never without admin support. support ever again. And my health, time, and business has never looked back. Your PMVA can take care of tasks like rent arrears, lease preparation and renewals, maintenance follow-up, routine inspection bookings, data entry, audits, prospecting, inbox management, and so much more. And the best part of implementing a PMVA in my business was that it freed up my time and my team's time to take care of important things like customer service. What makes me feel so safe is that PMVA is owned by Tiffany Botel, both here and in the Philippines, making my data secure and giving me more control over the VA arrangement. So head to the link in the show notes to book in your discovery call with Lady Boss Tiff. Can I ask you a quick favor before you leave this episode? Now, we all know how important reviews are for businesses these days, and mine is no different. If you could spare just a minute to follow, rate, and review this podcast, it would mean a lot to me. In fact, what would get me super excited is if you share this podcast with someone in the industry who you think might need to hear some of the episodes right now. And if you'd like to find out more about working with me or any of the products I have to help you start, grow, or scale your property management business, head to my website, thatpropertymum.com.au, or check out the links in the show notes.